Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Tonight's show, we are talking about sex. Imagine that. We're going to be reading some of your emails. One of your favorite topics, penis size, coming clean about a woman who faked O's. Don't ever do that. We'll tell you why and how to get out of that situation. Wife-friendly erotica, some advice for virgins, and oh, so much more. Thank you everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Okay, everyone, I got to tell you about the Fleshlight. It is the number one sex toy for men, and it is the only one that you need. If you think I don't even need one because I have my hand, well, listen up. Your hand can do one thing only. It always feels the same. I get it. It feels good. It's the sure thing. You have an orgasm. But what if you could have another experience that's not just a blowjob or sex with someone, but it actually feels like sex? It's a male masturbation sleeve made of patented material that looks and feels like the real deal, if you know what I mean. And you use a little lube on it, and you give yourself a great hand job, and it feels amazing. I mean, every guy I've given it to is like, they're like, oh my God, can I get another one? Can I get one for my friend? Because you're like, you're thinking to yourself, I don't use sex toys, but once you use this, you will never go back, and you will love it. It's called the Fleshlight, because it's like a flashlight, looks like a flashlight, so it's discreet, and you use a little lube with it. You can also get the Flight, and that's the lighter weight one, and you can do stamina training unit, and there's a lot you can do with Fleshlight. Oh, and if you like porn, who doesn't? I'll bet you your favorite porn star might have a mold of her vagina. Check that out. So go to fleshlight.com, use code Emily, and you get free fresh and flesh lube. So check it out. Thanks everyone for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can do so many things. Sign up for our mailing list, listen to our podcast, read our blogs. We've got a lot going on there. And you know, we've got a great Facebook page, too, that we work really hard on that. And it's Sex with Emily, facebook.com/sexwithemily, Twitter is Sex with Emily, Instagram Sex with Emily, and they're all entertaining, fun ways to improve your sex life. So check that out. And I'm here with Menace today.
Hello. Do you know what you need to start? Do it right now.
Start what?
The Sex with Emily Snapchat
account. Okay.
I know. No. Hey.
I'm all stressed. Really? What about Google Plus? What?
No.
No Google Plus.
No. It's been out for a long time, Snapchat. But I started using it for the morning show that I'm part of. And, like, within days, it's already, like, exploded bigger than, like, all the other social networks.
What do you do on there?
I just, like, share
random stuff. Okay, will you just show me after?
Because it's a lot easier to share, like, photos and videos and stuff like that. Because everything else is just such a production. You can just, like, put it up there. I'll show you how to use it.
Okay, so go to Sex with Emily Snapchat. I think I have it. I just have never logged in.
Oh, I don't have it.
You're probably logging down.
No, I mean, like, I have one, but I haven't used it.
People. Anyways, you started off the show talking about penises. I have a lot of Sex in the News penis stories.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you have this one. Did you hear about the first penis transplant?
No.
That went through?
No.
Yeah.
How did I know?
It happened.
Tell me.
Somebody didn't have a penis, and now they have one.
He was born with no penis.
No. Something happened where he lost his penis, and they were able to surgically remove a penis from somebody that recently
did
passed.
Did they need it? Okay.
And they put it on the guy, and it, after a year, it works.
Wow, like a full-on, like, full ejaculation on and stuff?
Everything.
And did he get a big one?
I don't
How
know
big
if he,
is it?
I don't know if he got an upgrade.
You know we all want to know the size.
I know. So, like, they say that, of course... You know, men can't just, like, get their penis removed and, you know, find
no,
a dead body.
No, never. It's the first time. Right.
Get another penis. But, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens, like infection. You know, penises have to be removed. It's,
right.
It's a
that's really exciting. It works like the real deal.
Yeah. So that's some good news out there for people that, you know, get injured and might lose their penis or ex-girlfriend, lover cuts it off.
Exactly.
Yeah, because there was this one story not too long ago where this lady, she cut off this guy's penis and threw it out the window in a wild, no joke, this is for real, a wild dog, it was in China, came by and picked up the penis and ran off with it.
Oh my God! So she threw it out the window, and
yeah.
I thought you were saying like he sniffed it and brought it back to the owner.
No,
here's your penis,
it was
dude.
Done. His penis was done.
Oh my God! So yeah,
so
if you need a penis,
there's hope out there. So that is something recently I heard.
I've been worried about the men who are penisless, so I'm glad that you brought this up. It's a very uplifting Sex in the News story.
But yeah, that was the first.
First
I was
one.
Like, oh, guy's gonna, you know, they're gonna want to get an upgrade. You're gonna want to get a bigger penis, you know.
He just wants
but
a penis.
But
how
do you even work that out? You're gonna have to find somebody that doesn't need a penis anymore.
I know.
But it'd probably be good for maybe, guys that are going through a change. They want to become a woman. They don't need a penis anymore.
Exactly. I was thinking about the transgender people who are having the operation.
Yeah, and then maybe they can sell it on the penis black market. Who
I know,
knows,
like the underground. What's it called?
Yeah.
The black
market.
The black. No, but what's it? We were talking about on Loveline.
The Silk Road?
No, whatever it's called. There's different names for it.
Yeah.
But the online, like, where they sell bodies and stuff.
Underground.
The deep web.
The deep web.
Yeah, the deep web. Penises
it's
for
pretty
sale.
Scary. People were calling that, bodies and shit. I mean, I'm not going on that.
So that happened. And then.
And then.
They had another story out where
you're so
this
cute.
Guy,
I want to pinch your cheeks. Yeah.
This guy had this kid in high school had a penis reduction because his penis was too girthy. And you could see it like crazy through his pants. And it was
like crazy, like it just looked like he had a hose or something in it.
Yeah, okay. And the circumference was way too big for him to even have sex. So they're able to like
shave it off.
Shave it
Men
down.
Men everywhere are so angry with this guy right now.
They're like, man.
Wow, they shaved it down.
They shaved down his penis, and now he's a lot better. But like
he couldn't even get it in.
Yeah, it was just so big.
Wow.
Wow, right?
That is amazing. Yeah, and hopefully no pain and you can do that. Yeah,
but I know some girls out there, oh, I could probably get it in. Like, no, it was like crazy, like a watermelon, like crazy thing.
Did you see a picture of it?
No,
he probably hasn't released it. Yeah. Oh, he is in high school. Wait till next. Wait till he's 21.
Yeah.
Wait till he's 18.
I was the guy that had the penis reduction.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
That's so funny. You always hear boob reductions, but not penis reduction.
No.
So that's really interesting.
It's so great to be here with you.
I love being here with you.
Yeah. Our last show was with Miss Carolla, which was
Lynette
awesome.
Carolla.
She's super cool.
Isn't she awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love her. She's the sweetest and coolest.
The mangria was delicious.
I love mangria. It's like mangria is like you get bigger buzz. You just need, you know me. Yeah. I'm not a big drinker.
Yeah.
So it takes me like a little sip. It's perfect. You chill.
Yeah.
I love chilling.
And you gave her. It's like it was a little exchange of goods. Like,
I know.
You gave her.
She gives me alcohol. I gave her vibrators.
Yeah. You gave her like.
I gave her the Crave Vesper, my vibrator necklace, which you should all get because truly, and it's so funny because everyone knows about it too because she listens to the show. She's a big fan of our show and she wanted to come in, and it's like people are wherever I go they're like, how's that vibrator necklace? Because it is one of a kind, this Crave Vesper. If you haven't seen it or you hear me talk about it, really, it's just like I wear it every day as a layering piece, and people are like, I love your necklace. I'm like, oh yeah, guess what, it's a vibrator,
check it out.
Yeah, so you can go to I think it's lovecrave.com and buy one if you want one. So that was fun. And then she wants to find her G-spot, so I gave her a G-spot toy.
That was great.
I'm all about, you know, I'm like Santa.
I
try to help people with whatever sexual desires they have. So where would you like to go next sexually, Menace?
Next sexually?
Is there anything I can bring you, like a gag and ball? Like,
oh, yeah, ball and gag.
Yeah.
Assless
chaps.
I've been waiting, and people hear me on the show ask you a billion times for, because I want to bring it into the office.
Down under?
My work. No, not down under. You do hook me up with that.
Okay.
But you say that you had the iPad penis attachment thing.
We have one in the office. Madison, will you write it down?
Because I want to show it to my coworkers.
Oh, no, totally. We'll bring it in next
time. All right. So if people don't know what I'm talking about, there's like the
fleshlight.
Yeah. But there's a, like a contraption on the fleshlight that you can connect your iPad, and you can be like watching a video. They must make special videos for it where it looks like you're doing like somebody doggy style or whatever.
Right.
Or missionary or something.
Right.
And you can be having sex with the fleshlight as you're looking at your iPad.
Yeah, exactly. And it goes underneath it, so you can stick the fleshlight in there. It's like you're having sex with your... Can you like have what it's called? Yeah. What is it called again? It's the...
The launch pad.
And it goes under the fleshlight. Yeah. It's really cool. You can like... It's like whatever you're watching. Even if you're a girlfriend and you're Skyping together.
Yeah.
You can be like...
Because
I'll bring it in.
You don't think that I love you, but I talk about you at work all the time. I was like, because there'll be some like weird sex thing going on, and I always bring you up. I'm like, oh, Emily already probably knows about that. Or they'll talk about like some sex toy in the news, and I'm like, oh, Emily, she already has it in the office. And then I'm supposed to be bringing it by, but you know, I'm like last on your list of people you're thinking about.
No,
I
am.
You got this new guy you're hanging out with.
Oh my God.
Like
No.
You guys are boning like crazy.
We are boning like crazy. Do you know why? Because it's the first few months.
Uh-huh. And then you're afraid it's going to wear off or what?
Yeah, no, I don't. But it's just like that's the beginning. That's when you have sex. You have a lot of sex at the beginning of a relationship.
Of course.
Not a relationship,
like
whatever. We've been hooking up. But now we like each other. Yeah, I'm having sex with him. He's good.
Cool.
It's all good. And it's fun because, I don't know what this is. It's new and exciting and fun. Because it's fun when you're at the beginning and you get to kiss and make out and you do all those things and you have a lot of sex. Like we were talking about, you know, on other shows too. It's like at the beginning, you know, you start. And that's the thing, though. You got to do what you do at the beginning of the relationship. This is the secret, everyone. It's very simple. If you're in a long-term relationship, all those things that you did at the beginning of the relationship that were really hot and sexy, you continue to do those throughout the relationship. You don't stop. You don't say, I'm going to do it after I do the laundry. You don't say, I'm going to do it, you know, after the kids go to college. You do it now, and you keep doing it. That's what you do. And that's what I say.
All right.
Good. People don't do it. So, I got a little sex in the news for you.
All right. What do you got? Hit me.
These are fun. Okay, these are some sex acts that will get you arrested around the world.
All right.
Did you see this?
No.
So, okay, this is really funny. You won't believe some of these laws in countries. So, in different countries, in different cities. So, in Texas, these all say the carnal act that will get you screwed. You may own up to 6 dildos, no more. A drawer full or more could get you a Class A misdemeanor, resulting in a fine of up to $4,000 and or a jail term.
Wow.
I would be in jail for 26 years.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, they'd be like 1, 2, 3.
I know. But, I mean, do you
I don't live in Texas.
Sex in, yeah. Well, you...
Oh, but I am going to a sex conference in Texas.
And you are, so watch out. Don't fill your suitcase.
I should talk about this, right? It's April 20th, the Sexual Health Expo in Phoenix.
Yes.
It's Phoenix, April. Phoenix, Texas?
Oh, that's in Texas. What am I saying? Oh, my God.
Phoenix,
that was
Arizona.
Such a blonde moment.
Phoenix,
you guys,
Texas?
I'm really sorry. Getting... I've had the flu, and I've been on antibiotics. Dude, I can't believe it. That was such a blonde
Phoenix,
moment.
Texas,
like, I feel
though?
Like, no, there's not. It's just, like, south, whatever.
But you're in Phoenix, Arizona, which is a great place.
Okay,
they have
it's April,
beautiful women there.
Saturday, Sunday, that weekend of, like, the end of April.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a sexual health expo. I will be there speaking. And that's not Texas. I can bring a lot of vibrators. But anyway, only 6. Like, but what's like? Here's what I want to know. Who enforces these? Like, is there a big knock, knock, knock? Hello,
no.
Ma'am. May I look at your door? Okay, the next one is, this is funny. In London, a carnal act that will get you screwed is sex on a parked motorcycle is a no-no. But
right.
Also, listen to this. Never ask a strange woman for sex in a pub.
Why?
I don't. That's what they do in a pub. You go to a pub to ask a strange woman for sex. I don't get it.
Okay. Just FYI, there is a Phoenix in Texas, just so you don't feel
oh,
that
my God,
bad.
No, but I was literally thinking, oh, Arizona, Texas.
And,
it's like people always say to me, oh, you're from Michigan. I love Chicago. I'm like, no, it's in Illinois, so I get
and
it.
It's pretty close to San Antonio, Texas, so you can fly there.
Okay, great.
You
so that's so what I knew they were close.
Shout out to all our listeners in Phoenix, Texas.
Exactly. Okay, exactly, Phoenix, Texas. But I am going to Arizona, and this will all be on our website. Carnal act that'll get you screwed in California, you're never going to... I asked Madison, I'm like, is this really Madison producer to the research. Listen to this. This is what's illegal in California, which I looked it up. It's like a website that says these are things that are legal. It's illegal for either partner to reach climax before the other one during foreplay. Who the hell is monitoring that?
It's illegal, but how do they even put that in the books?
I don't even know. I don't even know. But this can't be true because all men would be in jail.
Madison, we got to check your sources.
No, it was like illegal.
You got it from shenanigans.com.
No, it's called bs.org, hhg.org, legal resources.
Okay.
I mean, dude, the thing is... But how many? It is fact checking. But Madison's on this stuff. She's a little researcher.
All right.
But here's the thing: you can't. Neither partner can reach climax before the other. Happens every day.
Yeah.
So whatever.
So everyone's
we'd all be
going
in jail.
To jail.
Okay. Here's another one. In Hungary, the carnal act that will get you screwed: off with the lights and keep them that way. In Budapest, sex is only allowed in the dark, even in your home with your wife.
I'm down with that.
I hate that. I cannot listen when the lights are off. I can't find the penis. I can't find the lube. I can't find the toys. I'm like. I hate the lights off. I need candles. I need something. Little Rock, Arkansas, carnal act, get you screwed. No matter how suave you consider yourself, keep your pickup lines to yourself. As a lascivious banter, like being like, you know, hey, I like your ass, in public is prohibitive and may put you behind bars for 30 days, which means Bill Clinton would have been behind bars when he was president.
What's your best pickup line?
My best pickup line?
Yeah.
I don't have a pickup line. Mine's just like, hi.
Hi. Sex with Emily.
Oh, you know what it is? I give him my card. And sorry. I said, I'm not. This happened to me recently. I was in New York, and I was like, and I was talking to this guy. We're flirting. He's like, oh, can I have your card? I'm like, and it's always that moment because my card says sex with Emily. And on the back, it says the best sex talk you'll ever have.
Yeah.
So at first,
escort.
Before they turn it over, I'm like, hi, I'm not a prostitute. And sometimes they don't even like, hadn't even looked at the card yet, but I say it prematurely.
Well, you should.
I'd That's
be like,
embarrassing.
Whoa, this is. Escort. I wonder how much she runs.
Right. Okay. How much she runs. All right. How much I cost? It depends. Is that what you mean? How much I run?
Yes.
Is that a term for a prostitute?
No, I'm like, no, that just means how much it costs.
Oh.
How much it runs.
I should have done that. I would have a down payment on a house or something now. Okay. Virginia, carnal act gets you screwed. Don't cheat. Adultery, $250. Class 4 misdemeanor.
Oh. Dude,
who's gonna cheat less? Oh, I'm sorry, I would cheat on you, but I'm gonna get a $250.
No, and then you can sue Virginia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have heard this. Yep.
Yeah, where you can, like, let's say, let's say your husband's cheating on you with some chick, you can sue that chick and get money out of her.
I've heard about this. Yeah. We talked about this years ago.
It happened on The Real Housewives. On.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, like Nene or something?
No, not Nene, but some
the blonde.
Of the other,
right. I
some
remember
other
this.
People, whatever.
Okay, in your way, here's one more. I like this. If you get caught in the sack with another man's wife, it's totally within his rights to either kill the both of you or to castrate you and chop off the wife's nose.
Where?
Uruguay.
Okay.
Why the nose? Why not the boobs? Why not?
I don't know.
Whatever. So that's my little sexy news. I could go through more and more. I know you'd love to hear more, but we got to move on.
Sounds uplifting, chopping off noses.
Let's move into something better here. How about Facebook, which you love? Facebook helps maintain long-distance relationships. I'm not sure that I agree with this. Social networking sites such as Facebook can help maintain romantic relationships, whether individuals involved are geographically close or in a long-distance relationship, a new study has found. So the study compared the relative importance of social networks and explores the role they play in helping to maintain a close-by versus a long-distance relationship. And it talks about the differences in intensity of use of these types of sites. And they report how the use of the sites allows individuals to access information about and monitor the activities of romantic partners and how to gauge their partner's involvement in a relationship and loyalty. But the thing is like, I think, if anything, if you're in a relationship and you guys are Facebook friends, obviously you probably are, you don't put all this stuff on there. Like, you can be like, oh, yeah, he went home from work again. Yeah, sure. Oh, he's at the bar.
He's like...
talking lascivious to
somebody. No, he's talking to you on Facebook, but he's checking other chicks' profiles.
I know, so it shouldn't make you feel any better. And in fact, there's been all these studies lately how going on Facebook makes a lot of people more depressed. But just know that everyone's inflating what they're doing in their life, okay? Everyone's inflating it, making it look better. Your life is fine. You don't want to be anyone else but yourself, okay?
There's a new thing with Facebook, too. If, like, you feel suicidal or you're making, like, suicidal comments, like, people can inform Facebook and it'll lock you out of your account and make you go through, like, a whole, like, rundown about being suicidal and how to be happy and all kind of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. And then they also might do a welfare check on you.
A welfare check?
To make sure you're okay, you're not going
to
do anything.
Oh, but not like, do you have
money? So if you see, if you see somebody posting on Facebook, like, oh, my life sucks and, you know, I don't think I can go on, you can, like, flag that and then they'll, like...
That's good because a lot of people do just kind of, you just post something and, you know, yeah, that's a good service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is
for
a good
humanity.
Service.
Definitely. I mean, I try not to post. I did post
on Facebook. People get so emotional and sharing their emotions and things on social media, which they shouldn't be doing.
I know.
You know? I mean, yeah, that's a good service when it comes to, like, to being suicidal and things like that. But, like, if you're having a fight with your boyfriend or your girlfriend and you're, like, crying about it, like, come on. Please.
I mean,
like,
seriously.
Yeah, I see it, like, time and time after again where somebody that's been in a relationship for years, and every time there's any little argument, they're crying about it on social media. It's ridiculous.
I know. It's true. And you shouldn't, like, I mean, I don't know if that's
young. Share with your friends personally.
Exactly.
Or keep it to yourself.
I even felt bad. Like, I posted about my flu because I had a flu for a week, and I was just, like, bombed at home. And I really wanted to know when the hell was it going to end. Because I was on all these, and I was like, oh, and I was like, oh, I sound like such a bummer. I'm the flu, and I even hate that I did that. But I actually got good advice from people. But that was about the most emotional I've ever gotten.
Do you know what's the thing that I was just talking about that's being done on a public level constantly is Chris Brown and this chick that he's been dating, Carucci.
Okay.
And they always
Sounds like a hoochie.
I don't know her personally. I can't call her hoochie.
I don't know her either. You think I freaking know? Okay, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. So they go, like, back and forth all the time, bitching and complaining on Instagram and Twitter and all this stuff. Well, they were always getting on and off again, getting back together. And now he just recently found out that he had a kid.
Like ding dong?
Not nine months ago. And now he has that kid. So she, like, broke up with him.
Okay.
And now she was, like, posting on social media just recently on how, you know, women do this a lot where they just get out of a relationship and, like, oh, I'm going to go party, blah, 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 blah.
You always talk about this. So they're like, tonight's girl's night.
Yeah. Ooh. And so she was doing that, and he went on there and was, like, commenting and, like, oh, you're special. You don't need to be doing all this and stuff. I'm like, I think you have her phone number.
Can you just call her or text her?
You don't have to be
Why would you date Chris Brown, though, after all that?
I don't know, because you're thirsty for fame. I mean,
people really are thirsty for fame.
Yeah. Well, the Crucci chick, she was working at like Nordstrom before she met Chris Brown.
It's a good gig.
Yeah.
Get 20% off, maybe? No,
hell
I don't know.
Yeah.
Fucking love Nordstrom. Okay. That's good.
Anyways.
News. Okay. Good story.
End of story. Don't cry on social media about your relationship.
And don't. You're going to, because you know what happens? Even if you post it on social and you delete it, it's still out there.
Like, yeah, or even that, too, is like, okay, yeah, you do get out of a relationship, and then, you know, of course, that's the first place you're going to go is your social media to look, like, for potential new mates. And then these people are going to be like, oh, this chick or guy is crazy because they're always crying about, I'm not going to want to hang out with them, you
know? Exactly. So okay, anyways. Got it. Good to know. Okay, let's move on to some emails.
All right.
Okay, so, everyone, I love you. I love my listeners. And I've been being really super, I'm always grateful for you, but lately I just love you guys, and I appreciate all your support all these years. And I thank you for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com.
They're super cool, always hitting me up on social media, too.
I know. Menace is Menace on social media. Yeah. Hit him up. Tell him how much you love him.
Twitter,
tell him
he
should Twitter and Instagram the show more.
I do.
It's cool. What else? I don't care. You hate me. No, just kidding. Okay. I love you. I love you, Menace. I love
you. I talk about you on the radio all the time.
I know. His Woody show.
Yeah.
It's not about boners. It's the Woody morning show, and they can listen to it.
Yeah,
anywhere.
There's a podcast. It's not about sex. So if you like pop culture,
people like pop culture.
Yeah, but
it's
funny
because like
when you look at people that listen to our show on iTunes, the Woody Show, and they go, "Oh, also downloaded Sex with Emily."
I know, that's funny.
That's cool.
I love it. I wonder if mine says the same thing too.
I don't know. I'm gonna look.
Check it. That's really cool. Now that you brought that up, iTunes, I just thought of my Kegel Camp app just got re-released.
Oh, nice.
So Kegel Camp is an app that I released a few years ago, and it's for men and for women. It helps men with ejaculatory control. Mm-hmm. Helps women have stronger orgasms. And doctors will always tell you to do them because it helps with prostate health, blah, blah, blah. Point is, you don't remember to do them. It's 5 minutes a day. My app has my voice, pops up, walks you through it. Brand new version. People are loving it. Buy it in the iTunes store. Mm-hmm. And then when you're there and you listen, you can also review us on iTunes.
Can you do a demo of what the app sounds like?
Yeah, I could play it for you.
No. Do it live.
Okay. Hey, welcome to Kegel Camp. First set.
All right.
Ready to begin.
All right, delete it.
Okay,
let's try it again.
Okay, right. First set. Let's begin. Keep on going. Oh, no, that's after. Okay. First set. Ready to begin. Okay. Tense. Relax. Tense. Relax. So basically when you're doing it, come on, you can do it, is that it's 5 minutes a day and it's those pee-stopping muscles.
Uh-huh.
You stop and start the flow of urine. So like if someone's knocking on the door, so you tense those muscles, you relax. And it's really easy. And just after a few weeks, your ejaculate will be shooting across the room like you were 12, 18, mm-hmm. or whenever it happened. You'll last longer in bed and women will have stronger orgasms. If
Sweet.
I'm wrong, your money back.
All right.
Whoa, that's a big app. You got to stick to it though every day. Okay. Emails from the peeps, which I love you all for writing me. And okay, here we go. Dear Emily, hi. I'm trying to find the email.
All right.
Oh, it's about penis size. Imagine that. I'm a 24-year-old man who has a question about my penis size. I'm about 6 inches in length and have a girth of 4 to 5 inches. Is this a good size? Because sometimes I feel that it's small. Otherwise, sexually, I love to perform cunnilingus on women, and I've had to help my partners achieve multiple orgasms, something I love to do. So
is he applying,
what do you think?
To be your partner?
I know. I'm like, dude, did you give me your number? I am good. Am I good down there? What do you think? Thanks, Ball. Ball.
Ball.
Dude, is that really your name? Dude, you're fine. He's 6 inches, which is above average, and he's 4 to 5 girth.
I know.
He's
it's like just a, porn
he's like
that
a
messes
butternut
up.
Butternut squash.
If you meet a lot of porn guys, too, they're like tiny guys. They have normal sized penises, but they're like
the camera angle.
Objects
in mirror
tall.
Closer than the
penis. Yeah. They're not tall. They're tiny. They're tiny dudes.
Right.
Not all of them, but
yeah. Don't.
So their penis looks. They have an average sized penis, but it has looked bigger on camera.
Okay. Well, it's true. It does look bigger on camera, and also, like most men in the world, your idea of the average penis size is so skewed. So a recent study came out to give guys. I'm just wondering if he needs to come in or not.
Yeah,
okay. Mm-hmm. Luckily, a recent study gave guys everywhere a peace of mind because according to a study published in the BJU International, the average penis is 5 inches, 5.16 long and 4.6 when erect. So this guy's like above average. And as you can see, you're average in girth and a little above in length. So penis size, though, not the most important thing we know. What matters is how you are using it. Are you using your hips during sex? Are you stimulating your G-spot? It sounds like you're doing fine and you're an oral master, which any guy who's worried about sexual performance, either you come too quickly, whatever it is, make sure that you just please her. She has her orgasm first and you're all good. You can do whatever you want, but you are totally fine. Men worry. I mean, okay, guys, stop stressing about your penis size because studies show that 55% of men are dissatisfied with their penis size while significantly less women care or even notice. Mm-hmm. We don't care. You care. Worry about something else. World hunger, ball. You're fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you're totally, seriously, dude, right? I mean, come on.
Tell him to come in. We want to talk to him.
Oh,
we keep on talking about him. No, ask him.
Who
is
it?
It's Ross Matthews.
Ross Matthews?
Yeah, Ross.
Do you think he, I don't know.
Ask him if he wants to.
No, he's prepping for a show.
He's prepping for a show.
All right, fine.
Okay. He's from.
Don't ask him. Be too shy.
He's from.
Hello, Ross.
Hello, Ross. Yeah, he's out here. Podcast one. I know that. Because I know a lot about social, I know a lot about pop culture.
But she can't recognize anybody.
No, I know. I just didn't know if you needed to get in here. Because, okay, subject. Here we go. Coming clean about faking O's. You know how I feel about that.
All right.
Hey, Emily, I just finished listening to your podcast for the first time, and already you have my head spinning with questions. Something that I've struggled with is having an orgasm during sex. And until listening to your show, I thought I was one of the few, and I'm really self-conscious about it. I'm no stranger to self-pleasure. Enjoy taking matters into my own hands. However, climaxing during sex is not something I am achieving. Because of this, I've been faking it since I started having sex when I was 18. Now I'm in a relationship with someone I care about, and the sex is amazing. However, I do fake it. We've been together 10 months. I guess my question is this. Am I too far in this to come clean? Or should I just woman up and come out with the truth? Any advice you have is helpful. Thank you, Tamika. So, Tamika, I thank you so much for emailing this question. It's funny because you always think, I mean, I know you're just listening, that I thought the same thing. A lot of women, and you hear this all the time, they just think, what is wrong with me? We beat ourselves up. Everyone else is having orgasms during sex. My friends, porn, you know. And let me tell you, like I said, just to reiterate what you learned on the show you listened to, women who can have orgasms during penetration alone are in the minority. It's 30%. And of those 30%, it's not every single time, okay? So I'm glad that you know that and you feel good about it. And so you're ahead of the curve because you actually have taken matters into your own hand. So I'm assuming since you've done that, you know how to make yourself orgasm. So here's what you do. With your boyfriend now, you can say, you know, I have to say that when we're having sex, it feels amazing. And I've had like these little orgasms and it feels amazing. And sometimes I feel like I'm orgasming, but I realize that you can either just come clean and be listen, babe. I got to be honest with you. I listened to this show and she told me to come clean. And so our sex is friggin' amazing. And I think sometimes I feel like I'm going to get there and I don't, and I've faked it or whatever you want to say. You could be totally honest, or you could just say, you know, what do you think, Menace? Would you want to be totally honest? What if she was like, listen, I realize that I have stronger orgasms on my own, and so I want to, or I have different orgasms, and I'd like to practice what I do during masturbation while we're having sex. Can we try that?
Go for it. Right? Yeah.
Would you want to know that she was faking it for those 10 months, male perspective?
Oh, no. You don't have
to. It's like telling you're cheating. Yeah. Yeah. You can leave that part out. So just say, you know what? I want to try something new because I realize. So what you should do then, Tamika, is whatever it is you do during masturbation, whether it's, you know, because a lot of women, the reason why they don't have orgasms is because during intercourse is because their clitoris needs more stimulation that it does not get from intercourse alone. So you could be like, start rubbing your clit, use some lube, use a sex toy and say, this with your penis inside me and clitoral stimulation, I'm going to have a mind-blowing orgasm. And I thought we should try that. And I want to see what you think. I don't think that any straight man that you're with is going to say no. He's going to be psyched. So don't trip on the fact that you're faking it. It's 10 months. That's fine. And I would just say, I want to try something new. And so I'm guessing it is clitoral stimulation that you've had a problem with. And since you know how to do it, you know, then do it on your own. Do it. So make sure that you're already aroused too before intercourse begins. So he could go down on you, use oral sex. He can use his hands. And then just continue to stimulate the clitoris during sex. And if you want a great toy for that, Jeju Mimi, my favorite. Go to Jeju, JEJOUE.com. Use coupon code Emily. They are my favorite toys for it because it's a rumble, not just a vibration. And this combo of being really aroused and continuing to please yourself externally should get you there. Please keep me posted on what happens with this. I'm very, very interested.
Dig
That's it. What I say. Okay. And a quick word from our sponsor, Down Under Comfort. We are experiencing a friggin' random heat wave here in LA. It's been like 95 degrees, which I actually kind of love because San Francisco froze our asses off. So I'm wondering, how are your balls doing today? Because you know when it gets hot.
Yeah, dude, guys can smell their own balls too when they're sitting down. How gross
is that? Can you really?
Yeah, they can.
Okay, guys, stop. So, come on. You want to smell like citrus instead of, tell them about Down Under.
Down Under Comfort is, it's so easy.
From Emily and Tony.
Emily and Tony. Once you apply it, your skin feels better. It does.
It's a softening.
The softening, and you don't feel as dirty.
You don't sweat.
It's
instead of talcum powder.
And, let's say you get off work and you have a date, right? This is something that you can just put on, and if you don't have time to go home and take a shower, and you're going to feel refreshed.
Right. Showered that morning, you are not fresh anymore because you can smell your balls right now. So men use talcum powder. It's carcinogenic. This goes on as a cream, and it tastes as a powder, and everyone who's used it like flips out about it. Go to emilyandtony.com. Use coupon code Emily and get 20% off. Also, in honor of April Fool's Day, and this is not a fool, this is not a joke, use code FOOLS40 and get 40% off all of Emily and Tony products. So awesome. Do that now, emilyandtony.com. Okay, we just have a few more minutes left.
All right.
Because I feel like we got 10 minutes. Yeah. So let's see a question that we could do here that would be a little more easy to – this would be a good one. Okay. Paying for dates. Hey, Emily, massive fan of the show, and it's helped me greatly in my relationship, so thank you. However, there is one thing that's bothering me, and I'm wondering if you could help. I dated my girlfriend for a month, and she has been my girlfriend for 2 months now, and everything we do, everywhere we go, I pay for it. It didn't bother me at the start because I see it as the guy should pay for the first dates, etc., but now it's been bothering me too long. Literally anything we do, meals out, cinema, pubs, events, I pay for. I work full-time, study part-time, and I have to pay for courses regularly. Paying for everything, getting way too much. I can't even go out with friends due to the lack of funds. Is there a nice way of asking to go ahead if I'm paying for something? Or should I just tell her what's bothering me? I'm afraid it might sound pathetic and selfish. I don't want her to pay for everything, but going halves for something every once in a while would be an amazing night for me now. I hope you find the time to help. Thanks so much. Love the show. Menace is awesome.
Thank
Ben,
you.
22, from Liverpool, England. Thank you for telling us where you're from. We always want to know where you're from.
Yes.
Menace, what do you think? It could possibly be an awkward conversation, but if it's really bothering you...
All right.
It's so tricky.
Give a short rundown.
Okay. Here's the thing. You've been together 2 months. It is nice for a woman to offer. She should. I think the guy should pay for the first. If you do the asking, you should pay for the first few dates. It is nice for her to offer up sometimes. And I don't know this woman, but there's some women who are like, no way, no how, never. I will never put down a dime for our date. And then there are other ones who are like, I get it, babe. You know, we're struggling. We're students, whatever. And so I think that if it is bothering you, though, it's just going to fester and it's going to make you feel worse.
Yeah, but it's 2 months. Like, I have to know, like, how serious it is.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it seems
like
you're
just
really
going on dates, then...
Take her somewhere. Don't take her anywhere that costs a lot of money.
Yeah, you're still... I don't know. I've always been the guy. It's never made me a rich man, but I've always said, like, look, I'm fronting the bill. You know, it's just...
You always pay?
I always pay, but now that I've been in a relationship a long time, that does go away.
Right.
Like, you guys start...
There's some parity.
Yeah, you guys start paying equally.
Right.
You know, but it's just... not until you get into a serious relationship, that really starts happening.
Exactly.
If you're just dating, then, you know... it sucks as a tradition, but you just got to do it.
Yeah, you got to do it, or you got to like maybe make her dinner at your house. But
yeah,
again,
you've
been together 2 months, and I think in the early stages, like it's hard. But unless you like Kardashian money, I get it. So
yeah, and
you pick a neutral time to bring it up. You can be like, I don't know, it's hard because you want to be like, I have no money, but what? Don't bring it up.
I don't know if you have to have a discussion like, well, you need to start putting down on the bills or something like that. But I go, be more creative, or like also if you like become in a relationship, you also hang out a lot at the house where it doesn't cost you any money.
Right.
You know?
Movies, so dinner, cook.
Find out if this is something that, you want to pursue and make a solid relationship, then eventually it's gonna cost you less money. But again, when you start first you first start dating, it does cost a lot of money, and you're just gonna have to suck it up and find creative ways.
Right.
I've talked about
free
this
tickets,
in my car.
Tickets to movies.
I lost my job. I worked. I freaking lived in my car, but I still found creative ways to go do fun things.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. There are creative ways to do it, but if it keeps festering and festering, and you find yourself resenting, or you're just gonna have to find a neutral time and be, you know what, babe, money right now is a little tight, and I'm just, you know, I think we're gonna have to. You can even just say we're gonna start doing a little. You know, is that cool if we do a little less? Uh-huh. It's hard to ask a woman to fork it up. I don't know. Maybe she's a cool independent woman, but she hasn't even offered. She hasn't even done the reach. You know, we talk about the reach, and then the guy goes, oh no, no, no. But so I'm sorry about that, dude. But just see what happens. Okay, we gotta wrap this up.
Yeah.
I love you all. Thank you for listening. And find Menace at Menace.
Yeah.
Everywhere at Menace. Find me everywhere, sexwithemily.com. Also, we're looking for interns. Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. And I just love you all. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.